What is your DIY nightmare story? What's your DIY fail? You can tweet that Petch and Amy.
Sherry on our Facebook says that she says, I don't DIY, I do BUY.
Yes.
that's the way forward, without a shadow of a doubt.
You can also call 424-1234 to be part of the show.
Hi, you're 97.7. Who's this?
Hi, this is Angela.
Angela, what's your DIY fail?
My DIY fail, for my daughter's third birthday, she loves Frozen, so I decided to look on Pinterest for Frozen cupcakes. When I say they came out looking nothing like Olaf, I mean it looked like I took cupcakes and just threw white icing on them.
And how long did it take you to do those cupcakes?
I'm pretty sure I stayed up till 3 in the morning, and I started at 7 o'clock.
So do you ever think I should have just spent the money and bought them?
After I got done icing too, I was like, yeah, I think I shouldn't do this. But I already bought all the supplies, so I was like, you know, there's no need to stop now. But I was like, gosh, I'm almost finished, but I don't want to do this. When she woke up in the morning, it was like, oh, what's this? And I had to explain to her that was supposed to be Olaf. I knew right there I should have just went to food buy it.
When you go explain to a three-year-old what it is when it's their favorite thing, yeah.
Angela, no, but now you know how she feels when she draws a picture and you're like, nice, what is it? And she's like, don't you see? I was up all night doing this.
That's exactly how I felt. And, you know, I took them to daycare, her preschool for her, and I was like, okay. I told our teacher, I said, these are supposed to be Olaf. I know it doesn't look like Olaf, but please make sure they like them. The kids liked them because they were loaded with icing, but
yeah.
They still had no clue who it was.
Yeah, what's your daughter's name?
Olivia.
See, and why she takes it to pre-K and all the kids are going, why does Olivia's mum make Chucky like cupcakes? Yeah.
Angela, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dover, Delaware.
Listen, well, thank you for checking in. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks.
Hi, you're 97.7. Who's this?
Jason.
Jason, what's up, man?
Hey, not too much. I got a pretty good DIY story.
Go ahead.
So my refrigerator was having issues, and I'm not very handy. I'm not good with this stuff. But I decided to try to fix it. It was the condenser coils were all clogged, so I pull out my shop vac, and I decide to just blow all of the dust out from underneath. And when I hit it, it was like a mushroom cloud came out the back. My wife covered her mouth, looking for her in shock. And I proceeded to blow dust bunnies into the toaster. I tried to suck them up with a vacuum, so I ended up losing
no, everywhere.
And toaster.
Everywhere.
Everywhere, yeah. I lost 3 appliances, not just one.
Oh, no.
Anything.
Always got to learn the lesson the hard way, don't you?
Yeah. I had indicators beforehand, but that finished it off.
Jason, where are you calling from?
Milford.
All right, listen, thank you for checking in, man.
Thanks. Bye.
If you want to see Angie's Olaf cupcake, she tweeted us a picture. You can see it now. It's up on our Twitter. Follow us at Petch and Amy.